From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama says that the Dallas sniper attack does not represent American values. Speaking at the NATO summit in Warsaw, Mr. Obama said on Saturday that America is not as divided as some have suggested, but he did acknowledge it has been a very tough week for the nation.
And so as tough, as hard, as depressing as the loss of life was this week, we've got a foundation to build on. We just have to have confidence that we can build on those better angels of our nature.
The president said Americans of all races and backgrounds are rightly outraged by the deadly attack on Dallas police officers and rightly saddened and angered by fatal police shootings of two black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. Mr. Obama will cut short his European trip and return home on Sunday. He plans to visit Dallas early next week. President Obama pledged long-term U.S. support for Europe and urged unity at what he said is a pivotal moment for the NATO alliance and Europe. The president reaffirmed what he called the U.S. commitment to the defense of Europe and to the transatlantic relationship. Mr. Obama also called on Britain and the European Union not to harden their stances as Britain begins the process of negotiating its exit from the EU. In other business, alliance leaders pledged to continue training Afghan security forces into 2017 and to provide nearly $1 billion each year to support Afghan forces through 2020. Together with contributions from the United States, the Western Alliance will pay around $4.5 billion per year. This is VOA News. NATO's military operations commander says North Korea's latest missile test is a serious threat to the Pacific region and the globe. U.S. General Curtis M. Scaparati, NATO's supreme allied commander in Europe, said that the Kim Jong-un regime continues to work on its ballistic missile capability and is getting better and working out its problems. The North conducted a submarine missile launch late Friday off the coast of the port city of Sinpo. Initial indications show the missile apparently fell over the Sea of Japan. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said the missile's engine ignited but exploded about 10 kilometers into the air. A similar test in April had also failed. South Sudan marked 5 years of independence on Saturday, but it was a tense day in the capital city, Juba. The U.S. State Department has issued an urgent call for calm after fighting between rival factions killed more than 100 people. As Jason Patinkin reports, the fighting marred South Sudan's fifth anniversary celebrations.
Late Friday, shooting erupted outside the presidential palace, soon engulfing the whole city. More than 100 people died. It was the latest clash in a brutal civil war which broke out in 2013. Tens of thousands have been killed as forces of the president, Salva Kiir, fight those of his rival, the current vice president, Riek Machar. The two men are accused of leading troops who murdered and raped civilians. Kiir and Machar signed a peace deal last August and formed a government together in April, but they have been unable to stop violence across the nation. With war, poverty, and hunger across the land, there was little to celebrate this Independence Day. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Nairobi.
Iraqi forces recaptured a northern air base from the Islamic State group on Saturday, a victory hailed by the country's prime minister as a key step ahead of the long-awaited operation to retake the northern city of Mosul. In a statement on his website, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi described the air base in the town of Qaraya as an important base to liberate Mosul. He called on residents of Mosul to get ready for the liberation of their areas. In the mostly Sunni province of Anbar, west of Baghdad, government troops on Saturday consolidated their grip on the provincial capital of Ramadi, retaken from Islamic State last year when they captured two villages just north of the city. And a Soyuz space capsule carrying a three-person multinational crew docked with the International Space Station early Saturday. NASA astronaut Kathleen Rubens, Russian cosmonaut Anatoly Ivanishin, and Japanese astronaut Takuya Onishi will spend the next few months in space. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.